We left off yesterday with a dilemma that all the poskim have based on our sugya. On the one hand, that rechitza b'chamin is prohibited on Shabbos as part of gzeiras habalonim. How in the world could we possibly defend the practice of women going to the mikvah on Friday night in a warm mikvah or a hot mikvah? So the starting point of many poskim was that enoch haming is not a problem, and we have to figure out some kunz whatsoever to maybe play around a little bit with his man tefillah in order to somehow get around this problem. So we alluded to the other shiur yesterday, Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about this topic, and he came up with a very creative approach, so creative that other poskim thought it was not correct. He said that maybe what we could do is as follows: we want to have a cake and eat it. We want to have the women be tovlos in a warm mikvah. The other day, we don't want to violate the Isa Derabbanan of Gzeiras HaBalonim. So why don't we have the women go to the mikvah during Ben HaShmashos? Now, we know during Ben HaShmashos is the time between Shki and Seis, after the sun sets, before the stars come out, which is considered to be a Safig Yom and Safig Laila. What in the world do you gain by that? So it says the Chacham Tzvi, if you look at the Gemara in the end of Maseches Nida, the Gemara explains to us that why is it that a woman has to go to the mikvah dafka at night? Where did that din come from? You just go dafka at night. So the Gemara says it depends. If the woman is what we call technically min haTorah anida, and anida min haTorah means shivas yom tia benidasa, woman gets a period, so she waits 7 days counting the day that she gets the period. Shivas yom tia benidasa, the days don't have to be clean; she just can bleed throughout the whole 7 days. If she stops at the end of the 7 days, so min haTorah she goes to the mikvah at the end of those 7 days. Shivas yom tia benidasa, etc. Gemara says that when you're dealing with anida deraisa, who is just not counting 7 clean days, just 7 days, and then once those 7 days are up, then she goes to the mikvah, but it has to be a night. She was yom, it's got to be a full 7 days, but he does so. And then at night she goes to the mikvah, that's a din min haTorah. That's not what happens with Bizman HaZeh. Because Bizman HaZeh, we apply the other parasha of Chumash, and the end of parasha is Bitzora, called the parasha of Azova. Azova means a woman who bleeds for 3 days in a row below Es Nidasa. It's not part of our regular cycle. It's Machlis Rishonim, what exactly that means, but we'll leave out the details for now. She has what's called the Re'ias below Es Nidasa. Then the Torah says she has to count Vimtara Mizova Shafra Loshim as Yom Yachatito. She has to count what we call 7 the clean days, the Shivin Akiyim, and then and only then can she go to the mikvah. Even though min haTorah, most of the time women are really nidos, not actually zavos, but sometimes they're zavos, sometimes nidos, it's hard to always tell. So therefore, min derabbanan, the Chacham said that bizman hazeh, we treat everybody like zavos. We give everybody the chumrah of all of Ilchas nidah / zava, and therefore all of our women bizman hazeh can't go to the mikveh after just 7 days. They have to wait, what's called Shivin Akiyim. They have to stop bleeding first, and then and only then can they start to count the 7 clean days, and then they go to the mikvah. That's the Hilchos Nidah has been practiced for the last 2,000 years. And although min haTorah, technically they're 2 different categories, but as far as that, we did away with all those categories. That's the famous statement of Rabbi Zeira, but also Zohar Chmiel Atzman, Shafila Ros, Tipas Dam Kechayad, Yoshua Lo Shivin Akiyim. All women today follow this practice, that even the smallest amount of blood makes them into Zavos, and therefore they require what's called Shivin Akiyim. The Kula of Shivin Akiyim is that the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nida that you don't have to wait till the end of the 7th day in order to go to the mikvah. Technically, we apply what either the actual principle or a corollary of the principle called Miktas Yom Kekulo on the 7th day of the Shivin Akiyim. So as long as you check in the morning and your knock it's clean in the morning, you can technically go to the mikvah in the morning. That's, again, if you would be a Nida Deraisa and you didn't count Shivin Akiyim, you're trying to go at the end of the 7 Nida days, then Miktas Yom Kekulo doesn't apply there. But if you're added at the extra days for being a Zava, and now you're counting Shivin Akiyim, so the 7th day of the Yom Nikiyim, that you can say Miktsam Kukul, you can go to the mikvah in the morning. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Nida, that's a very, very bad idea to do that. Because if you're going to do that, so then you're risking that, what about the following scenario? The woman will go to the mikvah 8 o'clock in the morning on the 7th day of Nikiyim, and she'll be with the husband. She went to the mikvah, she'll be with the husband. And then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she'll start to bleed again. So the Gemara is a chiddush gadol. The Gemara says that it's such a chiddush that some of the Tanaim didn't even accept it, but we pass it in halacha, that when she starts to see again at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't view that as a new re'iyah. We don't say she becomes a surah from here on in, but rather, since it's still technically the 7th day, even though we let her go to the mikvah in the morning, we permitted her to go to the mikvah, we technically even permitted her to her husband, but if it turns out that she starts to bleed again in the afternoon, Igloy Milsalam Afreya, it retroactively we view as if the whole Shivin Akiyim was uprooted and she never counted Shivin Akiyim. So it means that going to the mikvah was Batel Mevutel, that didn't count. So where does that place it right now? the chiyuv kares means her and her husband just violated nisikas albeit b'shayeg, because when they had relations after she went to the mikvah, they thought she was muteres. It turns out retroactively she was really asura because she started to bleed later that day. So it turns out they violated nisikas albeit b'shayeg. You have to be a korban chatas for that. So it's because of that chashash that Chazal said it's a very, very bad idea for the woman to be together with her husband on the seventh day of Shemini Kiyev, which is a terrible idea. So the Tanoim said it's a disaster. Don't risk that disaster, so don't do it. Then the Gemara adds on, according to most of the Rishonim, not only did Chazal say that you're not allowed to be together with your husband on the seventh day of Yod Yom, but not to even get to that point, don't go to the mikvah of Yod Yom. Because if you don't go to the mikvah, then you won't be with your husband. So they made, in a sense, a double chumrah. Means min haTorah, technically speaking, you go to the mikvah in the morning, you be with the husband in the afternoon, and risk it. But the Rabbanon, you can't risk it by having tashbish together, and you can't even risk it by going to the mikvah together. So therefore, they made across the board a din mid the Rabbanon that the woman at the end of Shivan Kiyam, although min haTorah can go to the mikvah with Yod Yom, but the Rabbanon cannot go to the mikvah until Tzeis Kichavim. Because until Tzeis Kichavim, you're not going to be safe from this whole chashash from Shabbat, what's called Shabbat Tiravatistar. It's based on this, that there may be certain very, very limited circumstances where we may permit actually going to the mikvah maybe Yod Yom on the seventh day. According to some poskim, if some of these chashashas can be alleviated, so then maybe we can begin to negotiate actually permitting lechatchila going to the mikvah on the seventh day. Some very, very unique extenuating circumstances, but again, those are exceptions to the rule rather than the rule. So comes the Chacham Tzvi and says, min haTorah, you can go to the mikvah maybe Yod Yom. The whole prohibition of going to the mikvah b'biyod yom is only a chumah mid derabbanan. Says the Chacham Tzvi, how do you calculate what's called yom, what's called laila? So we have a rule, the ben hashmashos, for all dinim d'araisa, ben hashmashos goes l'chumah. Say, you can't do malach on Friday afternoon, ben hashmashos. You can't do malach on Shabbos, going into Sunday, ben hashmashos. Because vis-a-vis d'araisas, we have to be machmir. What about vis-a-vis derabbanan? So for derabbanan, we say, somebody derabbanan l'kula. Taisus, right? You can count Sefiras Omer derabbanan during Ben Hashmashos. You can do other mitzvahs derabbanan during Ben Hashmashos. So, a lot of derabbanans will make a lot of Ben Hashmashos. So says the Chacham Tzvi, maybe we can do as follows. Maybe we can turn around and say that we'll let you go to the mikvah during Ben Hashmashos of the seventh day, going into the halachic, into the eighth day, we'll let you go to the mikvah. Why? Because the yisur of going to the mikvah mibiel yom is only an yisur mid derabbanan. So we'll be make during ben hashmashos to say, well, it's probably night already. It's probably laila already. So since it's probably laila, maybe laila, 50-50% chance that it's laila, we'll let you quote unquote violate this yisur derabbanan going to the mikvah mibiel yom. It's only a suffix anyway. So therefore, says the Chacham Tzvi, on Friday night, we're going to sanction the Chatchila, we're going to recommend the Chatchila to go to the Mikvah Dafka, join Ben Hashmashos. Why in the world should we do this? What do we gain from that? So comes the Chacham Tzvi now and turns the tables on us. And he says, the Isser of bathing in hot water on Shabbos is also only an Isser of Derabbanan. It's not a Deraisa. It's a Deraisa to heat the water, but it's only a Gezeris HaBalonim. We learned about it. It was a later Gezeris of the days of the Tanoim called Gezeris HaBalonim. That Gezeirah is only a Derabbanan. So that Derabbanan maybe doesn't apply during Ben Hashmashos, a Friday night. Because after all, Friday night, it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So maybe we could say, that is the Derabbanan of going bathing in hot water on Friday night. That starts when Friday night starts. But if it's only Ben Hashmashos, that's not the end of the world. So now we have a Gevaldike Eitza. We're going to tell this woman to go to the mikveh exactly Ben Hashmashos. We have a 20-minute window of opportunity. Go to the mikveh within that time frame. What do you gain by that? You have the best of both worlds, says the Chacham Tzvi. Vis-a-vis the din of a need to going to the mikvah, maybe Yod Yom, we'll say, well, that's okay, because it's probably not Yom, it's probably Laila, something to Rabbanu Lekula. Vis-a-vis the Yisad Rabbanu of Gezeres HaBalonim, we'll say, oh, it's okay, it's probably still Yom, because it's only Ben Hashmashos, so Gezeres HaBalonim didn't kick in yet, so we're going to let you go to a hot mikvah, you're the Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. We'll chop a Ryan, we'll call it a proper zman for tefillah, and we'll call it not a violation of Gzeres HaBalonim, and Shalom HaYisrael. That was the Gevaldik Eitz of the Chacham Tzvi. So everybody else asked on the Chacham Tzvi, one second, that is the greatest possible violation of Taita Desasre. You cannot be more contradictory than that. You think davening Minchon Friday at 7 o'clock is Taita Desasre. This is the worst Taita Desasre. Here you're doing one action, And you have two isurim potentially in this one action. A tefillah b'yom and a tefillah b'chamin. So concerning the tefillah b'yom, you make him believe that it's yom. Concerning the tefillah, concerning the tefillah b'yom, you make him believe it's laila. Concerning the tefillah b'chamin, you make him believe it's yom. How can it be yom and laila? It's like the Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, yom v'laila mishtam shim rebuvya. It's at the same time, it's the same ma'isa. You know, usually the sugyas of Taita the Sasre, contradicting yourself means, you daven mincha now, then you daven mincha by 5 minutes later. See, at least chet you're doing two different actions. Or tied to the sasser, I'm eating this piece of meat, then I'm eating that piece of meat. So you can build bowl. Well, maybe we can isolate this action from that action here. Isolate what from what? It's the same action. So this is a tremendous chiddush, this chacham tzvi.
But it sounds like the Gemara, like in Shabbos, that says you could read Shema one time and be yotzei Shema during the night and during the day.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that you can have two different people doing it. Gemara never says you can use the same Shema for both Laila and Yom. Forget that seems to be undermined the Chacham Tzvi, that Gemara. So a couple of you see how bothered, how distressed the Chacham Tzvi was with this whole issue, that he's willing to bend over backwards to create this tied to the Sasre, suffer to above the Kula, to get around the problem of going to the mikvah in on Shabbos, the warm mikvah in Shabbos. Do we have any other eitzes, any other suggestions, perhaps for after this? I think we have the wrong Rambam on the Rambam Kolos. Okay, so I'll have to say it to Baal Peh to explain the second day. So there are those who want to suggest that maybe we can be mati, the women go to the mikveh without water on Friday night, not Benesh Mashas, but literally on Friday night, based on the following. We learned in the previous sugya that Chazal lifted certain Surim of Amir Yachum when there was significant Surah Padova. Normally the starting point of Amir Yachum is you're not allowed to ask a God to do anything for you. But if there's some kind of big Makom Mitzvah, and again we're not sure exactly what Makom Mitzvah is it Mila, is it other mitzvahs? We're not sure what exactly we're asking the God to do. There are Isis, there are Abanans, a lot of different possibilities. That was the Bahag and the Taisis and the Rashba and the Rai, everything we spoke about for the last month or so. But when all the dust settled, there were certain kulas out there. Certain times we are going to forbid a real Yaakov for certain significant Tzrachim on Shabbos. So one of the significant Tzrachim on Shabbos that the Rambam in the correct Bar Machum, Rambam lists as follows. The Rambam says, let's say I need hot water on Shabbos, so I want to ask a goy to carry hot water for me. So the Rambam, going back to the previous sugya, says to ask the goy to carry that water from Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. That's out of the question because that would be a mil yakum on a deraisa. The Rambam says we can't negotiate that. But what if I'm asking the goy to carry that water for me from an area that's only a karmelis? It's only what we call Rosh Hashanah Derabanan. The Eir fell down that week, so it's not a deraisa. But there's still a problem of carrying my derabanan. So the Rambam says that it's okay. So I'm asking a goy to do a derabanan for me. For what need? What's the great tzarech? So the Rambam starts to spell out different tzarechim. So one tzarech is, what we spent a lot of time on last week, the tzarech of Mila, right? That's the ultimate tzarech. I need the hot water to do the bris Mila for. It says the Rambam, what if that's not the reason? What if I need hot water because I'm mitztayer? I'm very, very uncomfortable, and I want to bathe myself with hot water. I'm mitztayer. So the Rambam equates mitztayer to tzarech mitzvah. We spoke about this last week also, that when we talk about tzarech mitzvah permitting certain types of Mila Yachum, it's lav dafka mitzvahs, according to some poskim, even monetary tzrachim, according to others, bodily tzrachim. But the Rambam gives us an example. The Rambam doesn't mention monetary explicitly, but the Rambam gives an example of a bodily tzrach, a mitzdayer. So the Rambam permits you outright to ask a goy to carry water from the Rishas Ram Durabanan because you're very, very uncomfortable. So comes Rabbi Kivager and asks on this Rambam, and now that this water arrived, what exactly are you going to do with this water? You're obviously going to bathe yourself with this water. That was the goal. That was why he's asking the guy to do it. The Rambam speaks about bathing with the water, using the water. The Rambam doesn't address the fact, wait a second, isn't there a separate, independent Issa Derabbanan called Gezeiras HaBalonim? How in the world can the Rambam permit you to ask the guy to bring the water, and then what do you do with the water? If you can't use it to bathe with anyway, that's pretty silly to ask the guy to bring it for you. So says Rabbi Kivager, you see Munach in this Rambam, you see clear from this Rambam, that Chazal lifted the Issa Derabbanan of Gezeiras HaBalonim in a situation of Mitztayer. which is a little bit surprising. I mean, it's clear from the Rambam, there's no question about it, because otherwise, what in the world are you asking the girl to bring the water for? The question is conceptually, why should that be so? So we know that Isum Derabanan generally apply, and we're not mocking them so fast just because there's some kind of a need. And really, Yaakov, if any, is a significantly significantly less serious Isum Derabanan. The Gemara explains Maseches Pesachim because the Mir Yaakov is what's called the Shvush Ein Bo Maisa. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan that's violated with the words alone. It doesn't entail an action. So in the hierarchy of Issur D'Rabbanan, Amir Yaakov is all the way down on the bottom. But Gezeiras HaBalonim is pretty serious. Gezeiras HaBalonim is, I'm doing it myself. So how could the Rambam go ahead and not only permit Amir Yaakov to get the hot water, but then the Rambam is permitting you to use the hot water because you're a Mitztayer? What kind of heter is that? Why in the world should that be conceptually that a mitzvah should be permitted to, quote-unquote, violate Gezeiras HaBalonim? Where did that come from? What's that based on? So the Chur, you have to say that Gezeiras HaBalonim is also, in the hierarchy of Isum D'Rabbanan, is pretty much towards the bottom. Why is it towards the bottom? What's the difference between that and moving Muktzah? What's the difference between that and putting food on the fire on Shabbos? Why is Gezeiras HaBalonim, if the world has a ma'isa to it, so why is bathing such a low level issur? So the reason is as follows. If we go back to the original source for the Gezeira of Gezeiras HaBalonim, remember why did Chazal make Gezeiras HaBalonim? They made Gezeiras HaBalonim because there was a bathhouse attendant who wasn't so frum, and he was sneaking in the back when the extra customers were coming, ran out of water, so the Mashgiach wasn't washing, he was running and heating up some more water on Friday night. Therefore, I can't take a shower on Shabbos. I'm a frum guy. I'm a shomer tamid. I'm not a bathhouse attendant. That's a different kind of gzeira d'rabbanan. 99% of gzeira d'rabbanan speak to the person themselves and say, don't move that pencil, because if you move that pencil, you will, by mistake, end up writing. Or, let's say, for example, you don't carry in the Rishis Ram d'rabbanan, because if you carry the Shram d'rabbanan, next thing you know, you're going to walk outside to the area where it's Rishis Ram d'raisa. You don't put that food on the fire on Shabbos, because if you do that, the gzeri are going to come to adjust the calls. Usually, gzeris d'rabbanan are b'torah siyagim to the individual himself. Don't do X, because you personally may end up by doing X and may end up doing Y. Here, Chazal were not really afraid that your average person is going to go ahead, oh, if I take a bath on Shabbos, next thing I know, I'm going to forget that at Shabbos I'm going to heat up water. That's not what Chazal said. There was never such a gzeira that we're afraid that lest you forget and heat up water. That would have been a normal gzeira. Here, this is a gzeira which falls more into the category, a little bit like Tikkun HaOlam kinds of gzeiras. Namely, we're not really concerned about you. You're a nice guy. You're a frum guy. You're not going to make this mistake. We're worried about society. We have to impose certain rules on the tzibur. We must have those bathhouses closed on Shabbos. It's just bad for the Jewish community to have the bathhouses open on Shabbos, because there are certain mecholim that are taking place. But I didn't do anything bad. That's right. I'm not going to do anything bad. That's right. But you're part of the tzibur. It's like you have to try to explain to your kids sometimes, you know, when the whole class has to do something. But I didn't do it. That is not fair. You're right. Well, you're part of a tzibur. That's the way the world works. So this gezeira of gezeiras HaBalonim is a very different type of gezeira. It's not a gezeira. It's not a siyog. It's not that you're going to do any yisr. It's that the tzibur has to have the bathhouses closed. If that's the case, one can argue that since there's no real fear of me violating anything Issa, nothing terrible is going to happen if I take a bath on Shabbos. In the greatest scheme of things that's bad, those types of gezeiras, which are such low-level gezeiras, Chazal were very, very making one. They didn't want to make people miserable on Shabbos. For a regular guy, you should observe that gezeira. The guy's a mitzvah, he's the Eitzim B'Naklal. So comes the Rambam, comes with the Kenegar and says that what's necessary to be mopped to this gezeira is not all that much. You don't have to be such a gewalt gecheile. Your mitzvah, that's enough. So comes the Sidrei Tara, one of the classic poskim in Chasdida, and invokes this idea to perhaps permit the woman to go to the mikveh in the hot water on Friday night. Says the Sidrei Tara, it's time for the woman to go to the mikveh. It's Friday night, it's Leil Tefillah, so she's going to the mikveh. So we say to her, we insist that you go to the mikveh in ice cold water. We don't want to buy the Gezeiras HaBalonim. We want to go in ice cold water. So again, put ourselves in Poland in January. So we tell her to go in ice cold water. She sticks her foot into the water. She's going nuts. She's going to be such tsar to go in the ice cold water. So what are our other options? To tell her don't go and go tomorrow night? That's not an option. She's Leil Tefillah tonight. She's supposed to go to mikveh. So she's going to go. So it's a question of, are we going to tell her to go in the ice cold water in absolute agony, or are we going to be mad to let her go in the water that was heated up from before Shabbos? So comes the Siddur Torah and says, to insist on her going in the cold water is going to create a situation of tzar. And let's not forget, Rabbi Kivega and the Rambam told us that once you're in the category of tzar, tzar is matah, the gzeiras habalonim. So for a person who doesn't have to take a bath tonight, it's Friday night, you don't have to take a bath tonight. So don't take a bath tonight. So wait till tomorrow night, take a bath. The guy can't turn around and say, Rabbi, you're forcing me to take a cold bath. I'm not forcing you to do anything. Don't take a bath. But that's not an option. You can't say to a woman, don't go to the mikvah. She's mechuyav to dinner, she has to go to the mikvah. So since she has to go to the mikvah, and the only other option available for her is to go to a cold mikvah, and that'll be a situation of tzar, it's the tzar that's a matir, the otherwise, quote-unquote, violation of gzeiras habalonim, based on this Rebbe Kivega, based on this Rambam. One could say it the same type of idea with a little bit of a twist. Maybe one could say as follows, forget the tzar, you don't even have to go on to makom tzar. Maybe makom mitzvah is good enough. Maybe Chazal lifted the yisur of gzeiras habalonim b'makom mitzvah. Now, that's somewhat of a surprising statement. We very rarely find that Chazal lifted Yisurim D'Rabbanim B'Makom Mitzvah. The famous Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, tells us that if the only shofar in town is on top of a tree, so mid-D'Rabbanim, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there you may come to pluck off some of the fruit. The only shofar in town is on a tree, tough luck. So you won't blow shofar that year. You're not allowed to climb the tree. The only shofar in town is Chutz L'Tchum. So you won't blow shofar, that's it. There is no heter just stop to violate Yisurim D'Rabbanan just to do mitzvahs. There's no such heter. But some Acharonim write, but medvar mamurim, you can't violate Yisurim D'Rabbanan to do mitzvahs. That means Yisurim D'Rabbanan that were real gezeiras. Remember, the gezeira of don't climb the tree, because if you, Reuven, climb the tree, you may pluck off a fruit. Those Yisurim D'Rabbanan are high level Yisurim D'Rabbanan. We already pointed out from the Rambam that the Gezeiras HaBalonim is a very, very low level on the scale of Yisurim D'Rabbanan. It's towards the very, very bottom, because it was never a Gezeira, don't do this because you may come to do why. It was a Gezeira for the Tzibur. The Olam has to be careful to keep the bathhouses closed, as a Gezeira that it may end up with the unscrupulous bathhouse attendants heating up water b'Yisur. But it doesn't speak to me. Gezeiras HaBalonim doesn't speak to me. Gezeiras HaBalonim is Laman HaTzibur. When you're dealing with a lower level type of Yisur D'Rabbanan, one could suggest that maybe Chazal lifted that B'Makom Mitzvah. Again, we don't have a precedent for this. We have a precedent for the Rambam that they lifted B'Makom Tzar, where we usually in Halacha equate Tzar and Mitzvah. That's already a common theme in Halacha. So maybe we could extrapolate and say that Mistama Chazal lifted this Yisur D'Rabbanan B'Makom Mitzvah. The woman has to go to the mikvah, it's a B'Makom Mitzvah, so she's permitted to go. So at the end of the day, we have a lot of different suggestions to permit the women to go to the hot mikvahs.
Either it would seem though that every Friday afternoon I could heat up water in the case that maybe Friday night or Saturday Shabbos I feel it's dire.
Okay.
So I could have hot water ready for okay. me. Would that be?
I mean, in theory, if you're a kind of a person who gets mitzvah like that, so then a mitzvah would be.
So you wouldn't need necessarily the goy, even to, you know.
Well, you'd have to do it from Friday afternoon, right? Obviously, right. You can't heat up yourself, right?
No, it's not heat up water Friday.
But the issue is to use it, right?
Right.
But you couldn't rely on the goy. The issue of goy to heat up water on Shabbos from Makom Tzar is also. Because they never lifted the whole Issa of Amir Liachman. They only lifted Amir Liachman under Rabbanans with Machum Tzar. So at Kol Ponim, we have a couple of different Eitzahs how to get around this idea. Perhaps there's another Eitzah, a simpler Eitzah, which is a little bit of a throwback to what we spoke about yesterday. Maybe don't make the mikvah all that warm. It doesn't have to be ice cold. There's a big difference in an ice cold mikvah and a piping hot mikvah. Maybe make the mikvah somewhat warm, which is a throwback to what we said yesterday. Well, how warm is warm and how hot is hot? So we already quoted a question from yesterday. Maybe one could have a kavalka kula in this area. Maybe one could argue that the only time that it's called a hot mikvah, or a hot tub, a hot bath, a hot shower, is if it's hot called yatza lettuce bowl. Anything beneath yatza lettuce bowl, maybe it's not called hot altogether. So we threw that out as a possibility yesterday. It would be a very, very difficult possibility to defend, because what that would mean is that the only gezeira that Chazal made was on yatza lettuce bowl water, which would be a little bit surprising because most people aren't bathing that anyway. So that would push the gezeira Chazal into a very, very bizarre situation. Chazal only made a gezeira on water that's already yatza lettuce bowl that most all people aren't using anyway. Well, not necessarily. That statement is not necessarily correct, because there is a big machlekes poskim. How do you evaluate? How do you measure yatza lettuce bowl? Do you measure yatza lettuce bowl when the person knows that he's trying to put his finger into the hot water? Or do we measure yatza lettuce bowl when the person is surprised? Because again, the shear is, you have a cup of hot water, person puts his finger, pulls away, that's called yatza lettuce bowl. We know there's a difference between if a person's expecting the water to be hot or not. Again, I never actually experimented this. These are hard experiments to pull off. The Gemara says that either you have to let us both sticking your finger in, or the amount of water, the heat of water that will burn the baby's stomach. I strongly recommend not to try the second experiment. We don't want to give you more business. So I'll come upon him. It's not clear what exactly the shear of Yatzah Lettuce Bow is. If you hold Yatzah Lettuce Bow is a higher number, so then one could potentially bathe in water. I'm sorry, if you hold the Yatzah Lettuce Bow a little bit of a lower low, I'm sorry, then you could potentially bathe in water that may be technically a lachli Yatzah Lettuce Bow, because I'm expecting it to be that way. I mean, I'm going into a hot tub. I want to go into the hot tub, so I'm going to go into the hot tub, which may be quote unquote a lachli Yatzah Lettuce Bow, but I'm more than happy to bathe in such water. So it's not absolutely clear that the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan was made on water beneath Yatzah Lettuce Bow. So we quoted yesterday, maybe Machlek Zeram and the Rush, based on how to read that sugya about the person heating up by the fireplace. So that would be another possible sniff lahakol. Maybe if the water's not all that hot. Lamaisa, how did the mikvos noig bizmanas? Although in Europe you had different practices about this. Some mikvos were very careful not to make the water very hot on Friday night, and some weren't so machmud on this. My guess is that in America they're pretty making on this. I don't think anyone's going to the cold, the mikvahs on the Friday night. To the best of my knowledge, the mikvah Friday night is not all that much colder than it is the rest of the week. I think they're relying on those poskim who say it's derech mitzayer and it's derech mitzvah and a variety of coolers. Maybe it's not really yet. So let us know. Combination of all those coolers, I think meish makom lachol. But one could argue that b'medav amurim that we're going to be making with all these kuntzes, all these coolers of tefillah b'chamin, which is really otherwise a problem. It means we're bending over backwards trying to find a kula. But men of Amurim, that's for tefillah for women. Tefillah for women is a real din. I mean, there is no other option. You can't tell a woman, don't go to mikvah tonight, go tomorrow night. That's not an option. What about for tefillah for men? What about if a man wants to be toivel in a mikvah? Many people do. We know that many people are toivel in the mikvah. The men go every morning to the mikvah. So a person wants to go Shabbos morning to the mikvah. He wants to go to a piping hot mikvah. So what's the din? So here, one can argue, wait a second, hold the phone. Or all those tremendous coolers that we had may not really play out over here. It's such a makom mitzvah, such an unbelievable makom mitzvah. Maybe. It's such a makom tzorech, it has to be, that we can invoke the cooler of mitzvah. I don't know, maybe. Depends on who you're asking this. So the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this. Aruch HaShulchan writes that one thing he can tell you for sure, says Aruch HaShulchan. He says, if you're going to go, he's talking to the men, if you're going to go to a hot mikvah Shabbos morning, he writes, don't tell your wife to go to a cold mikvah Friday night. He says you can't have it both ways. He says, if you want to tell your wife to go, he doesn't say this, but I'll answer. You want to be making for your wife to go Friday night to a hot mikvah and you'll be machmir go to a cold mikvah, that's okay. That's no problem. I mean, not just because of chivalry, but because of just, in terms of longness, it makes sense. But there's the other way around, he says, you can't turn around and tell the women they have to go to Kol Mikvos when we all know that the men's Mikvos are hot. So between you and me, I'm not a big fan of going to the Mikvah on Shabbos morning for the men if it's a hot Mikvah. Again, those who do it. But Lefini is 90, those who want to follow the practice of going to the Mikvah on Shabbos morning should look for a colder Mikvah, because the whole cool of the hot Mikvah, even for the women, we're not even sure where this cooler comes from. It's interesting that the idea of the hot Mikvos, the Kol Mikvos, according to some Rishonim, are not only a problem on Friday night, they're a problem the whole week also. There is a Gemara in Maseches Tainis that says that Tevila Bechamin Meika, is it possible to toivel in hot water? How can you toivel in hot water? So there's a machlekes of Rishonim, what that line means. So many of the Rishonim, where we paskin l'alacha, say that means as follows. In the days of Chazal, it was almost impossible to get really, really hot mikvahs. Because to get a hot mikvah meant you had a body of water, either a spring or you had a collection of rainwater, which obviously the starting point was that it's cold. The only way to get it to be hot is you have to start adding water off the fire to it. Anytime you start adding water off the fire to the mikvah, you run into problems of pasting the mikvah. It's b'ayim she'uvim. It comes drawn water and the kli becomes very complicated. So the Gemara makes this blanket statement of Maseches Tainis, tefillah b'chamin me'ika, 99% of the time the water in the mikvah wasn't all that hot. So tefillah b'chamin me'ika. So there are some Rishonim, and our view of Rishonim will learn, no. Tefillah b'chamin me'ika means that apidin, it's also to have a hot mikvah. Don't do Shabbos. On Tuesday night, you can't have a hot mikvah. You know why? Because if we let people heat up the mikvahs, next thing you know is they're going to heat it up the Isser, and they're going to, not because of Shabbos, they're going to end up using water which was in a kettle, in a pot, which is potentially going to disqualify the mikvah. So some of the Rishonim learned that there was a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan no hot mikvahs. Anytime you have a hot mikvah, you're going to run into problems in terms of passing the whole mikvah. So many of the Rishonim learned there is no such Gemara. The Gemara just says it's just it's not very practical to have a hot mikvah, but if you can figure out how to do it, so couldn't they do it? And the other group of Rishonim say, not just it's not practical, it's not permissible to have a hot mikvah on a regular Tuesday night as a gezeirah mishumayim she'uvin, you make up the mess up and use water that was in a kli. How do we pass it under Shaila? So although the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Hilchos Mikvos quotes that there was some who were machmer that mikvos 7 nights a week had to be cold, the Rama writes that our minig is lahakel. The Rama writes that the minig olam and for sure in the Eastern European communities was lahakel the rest of the week. And as we said already, that minig is most probably to be mikvos on Friday night also. Yeah, this is not Hilchos Shabbos Shaila. This is a Hilchos Mikvos Shaila. So it's interesting, they want to bring a raya. You see that a warm mikveh is kosher. You see from the Beis HaMikdash, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma that the Beis HaMikdash's mikveh was cold, and they used to heat it up on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol was an older person, it was hard for him to go in the cold. You know, sometimes you get a late Yom Kippur at the end of, you know, you get an early October Yom Kippur, and it's a cold night in Yerushalayim. It can be pretty chilly in Yerushalayim beginning of October sometimes. So comes the Mishnah and says they had all kind of kunz how to heat up the water. So ask the Acharonim, how could you heat up the water for the Kohen Gadol? According to some Acharonim, the mikvah is possible. So the answer, no. It's only possible in the Rabbanan. And Dinim the Rabbanan generally weren't instituted in the Beis HaMikdash. Ain't Shavuos B'Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, no one's going to make a mistake. It's a very, very strange teretz. That means the mikvah that was used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, according to some Rishonim, was possible for your wife. Because your wife couldn't use it. It's possible in the Rabbanan. But that is the Rabbanan wasn't made for the Kohen Gadol. It's very, very strange. We usually think that the highest standards of mikvahs are used in the Beis HaMikdash. So the ma'is am minig is to be mekel. The Recha Shulchan, the same Recha Shulchan, the Recha Shulchan talks about the men using the warm mikvahs. So at the end of it is nida. So the Recha Shulchan writes that the minig in Eastern Europe for Dairis has been to use warm mikvahs. And he says, you know why? So he writes, because it's freezing outside. he lives in a Vardik. Look at the map. The Vardik's up at the top of Lithuania. He says, well, you tell the women to be machmir to go to the cold mikvahs. It's not shach. He writes that. He said, the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef lived in Tzvata, it was warmer, he lived in Turkey, he said, okay, you can begin to negotiate, maybe yeah, maybe no, he said, what are you going to tell the women in Eastern Europe to be machmet, no one's going to go to the mikvah. So he says, it's not on the radar screen to use the cold mikvahs, but whatever it is, I call upon him, that's a all week long shayla. But, and there we were machriya like those Rishon Mu'am Mekel. But on Friday night, it's still an open-ended question that there were some poskim who had serious issues with the women using the hot mikvahs on Friday night, and we had a whole bunch of different kulas to figure out how to make them.
But for the
mikvah
to be warm Shabbos morning, that means they're continuing to heat the water.
Right, because no one's doing any yisr. It's on a system. So that could be, that's not called Chomes Mayim B'Chabbos Shabbos, we spoke about yesterday. So I hope we finished pretty much the Shabbos part of the sugya. Hopefully, Mitzvah on Friday, we start the more controversial part of the sugya. That's the Yantar part of the sugya. About bathing, showering, hot water on Yom Tov. Let's show on Friday.
Why do we ask from the woman's